Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
We are joined on the WBEN Trocaire College Live Line by the Republican-endorsed candidate for Buffalo Mayor, James Gardner. James, we've heard a lot from the Democratic side about the budget, lots of bickering going on between arguably the two top candidates, Mayor Scanlon and State Senator Sean Ryan. Let's start with Mayor Scanlon's plan. There's a focus on one-time revenues, such as selling the city's parking ramps, also an 8% property tax increase, and there's a proposed 3% hotel bed tax in there. What are your thoughts on those numbers?
The thing that is most disappointing, actually, about not only the acting mayor's budget, but also Sean Ryan's budget, is that, or proposals, frankly, is that they make no effort whatsoever to address the expense side of the ledger. They're focused primarily and seemingly exclusively on growing the size of government and spending more, borrowing more. Mayor Scanlon's proposal of essentially a one-time revenue source using the parking ramps is a terrible bargain for City of Buffalo taxpayers. It basically auctions off an asset that generates revenue for the City of Buffalo in exchange for a one-shot shot of revenue and a debt obligation that goes out in perpetuity, which the city residents are going to have to pay, and it actually grows the size of government by creating this authority that we know is going to be staffed with political patronage. Not to mention the fact that it's entirely unclear as to whether or not it's going to happen. It's dependent upon Albany carrying the mayor's water here, both in the legislation needed for the creation of the authority. The same goes for the bed tax. The last thing we need to be doing is making our region less palatable to visitors and outside investors. And that's exactly what a new tax does. And it seems reckless to me engage in that kind of that is their focus, when they should first be looking at the things that they can control, which is the costs associated with city government. That's where you should first start. You're not taxing your way out of this problem. You have to cut your way out of this problem. And I think the proposed budget by the acting mayor completely glosses over that side of the ledger. And the same goes for Senator Ryan, which is essentially his bright idea is essentially just put it on a credit card, essentially borrow $150 million when he knows, and I know, and every city resident knows that the city doesn't have the revenue stream to pay for it. So when you're faced with a budget crisis where you don't have enough money to fund your current obligations, his plan is to borrow more money, create a new obligation without any form of revenue stream to pay for it. It's simple. In order to address the budget and financial crisis the city of Buffalo is in, you first have to look at your expenses. And the expenses have grown astronomically, even from the 2022 budget to today. And you cannot begin to, it's clear that the plan from both of the leading Democratic candidates is to essentially treat the taxpayers of Buffalo as piggy banks instead of partners in government. And that, I think, is going to be something that I am eager to discuss with voters when we enter the general election cycle.
And James, finally, is there a working plan for your idea for a budget? Do you have a possible proposal in mind?
Absolutely. There's no doubt that that I'm going to be providing my priorities and the way that I envision accomplishing those priorities when I'm elected mayor of the city of Buffalo. But electorally, from a political standpoint, it doesn't make any sense at all for me to release those plans when I'm already going to be on the general election ballot. I'm not going to provide any of my great ideas to my Democratic opponents while they're engaged in a very entertaining primary contest. I'm content to continue doing what I have been doing, which is to listen and interact and talk to the residents of the city of Buffalo to figure out what it is that they want from their city government, rather than telling them what they're going to have. And when their primary season's over and we get to the general election, I'd be happy to divulge and reveal exactly what my priorities are and how I intend to accomplish them.
All right, James, thank you so much for the time. We greatly appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now, and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.